Every 2 years, the membership and stakeholders of the Microfinance Pacifica Network get together in one of the Pacific Island states, and we look to build capacity for local institutions. We take on an advocacy role. So we're looking to strengthen institutions in the Pacific. We look to, you know, promote the development and delivery of products. And we try to influence policies and practices in governments and monetary authorities such as the central bank, NGOs and other financial sector stakeholders to promote microfinance, because microfinance is one way that we can alleviate poverty in the Pacific.
So what have you seen as the highlights of the conference so far?
Yes, it was quite a diverse range of issues discussed, and that it's people that came from all around the world. We're privileged to have the Judith Carr from UNCDF, who flew out from New York and launched the conference. She put it in a microfinance in the Pacific in a global perspective, which was good. And of course, we had the governor of the Central Bank of Solomon Islands discussed it, brought it back to home in the context of the good work that the Central Bank are doing for financial inclusion in this part of the Pacific. But from my perspective, I think the highlight is being very much on the gender side. In microfinance, we tend to focus on women, and we don't make any apologies for that. We know from our research and studies that if you can build the quality of life for women, and if you can provide services to women, that there is that multiplier effect, because in the household, it's the women that focus on the health and the well-being of the children. But interestingly, here in the Pacific, there's been different ways of addressing the gender balance. For example, Dr. Alice, who's well-known here in Honiara, you know, she would argue that perhaps we should pick women and men separately, talking about financial services. And she even talks about, you know, traditionally that when we went back to having shell money here in the Pacific, and particularly in Honiara, that women and men would have shell baskets, and the men's baskets would always empty first. That was her view, whereas we had Jean McKeppy, who's a manager of women's banking for my banking, Papua New Guinea. She had a different viewpoint. She said to get the women involved in Papua New Guinea, you need to involve the men, because the women, so they're outside the process, they don't get involved in opening bank accounts, and the men in Papua New Guinea like to pull the strings, even though they may not be the ones putting aside the savings in the household for the children. Then we heard from vanilla growers in Tonga, and it's very important that the men and the women partner together. So there's different strategies for different parts of the Pacific.
Can you give us an idea of how big microfinancing is in the Pacific? We hear a lot about Asia, but not so much the Pacific region.
Oh, certainly, because the Pacific has got its challenges for a number of reasons. You know, population density in the Pacific, it's around 14-15 per square kilometre, whereas in Asia it's 89. And you hear about microfinance out of Bangladesh and Pakistan and India. And certainly we do not have the volumes. You know, when the largest nation in the Pacific is Papua New Guinea with 7 million. So getting to scale with microfinance is quite different and quite difficult. It's certainly embedded in Papua New Guinea now, and they're growing and they're extending.